Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Sunday to you and yours. We'd like to welcome you to Wake Up Ministries Sunday Enlightenment Services. Thank you so much for joining us and gracing us with your presence on this beautifully blessed day of our Lord, Sunday, November 15th, 2015. Our services will begin with the Lord's Prayer as led by Sister Naya and Brother Yuri, followed by a scripture as presented by Sister Jay, and then we will move on to a psalm as read by Sister Zai. Finally, we will be welcoming the humble man of God, the Good Minister God's Movement, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr. He will be enlightening us with God's Word on this glorious day, bringing truth and light. We pray that your eyes, ears, and hearts be opened, and that your path to salvation is guided and directed by God's Word. Amen. Please remember that you can listen to us live any day of the week in any of our services simply by calling 619-924-0821 or visiting us at blogtalkradio.com/wakingupministries. Remember, if you call in the 619 number every Sunday at 10 a.m., you can listen to us live. You can also listen to any of our archived shows on the website with the same link. Don't forget to like us on Facebook to keep up with updates and your daily dose of God's Word at www.facebook.com/wakingupministries. Also, if you need prayer, healing, exorcisms, cleansing, or assistance with your spiritual warfare, or are seeking a closer walk with Jesus Christ, please feel free to call, text, and if you get a voicemail, leave a message on our prayer line at 337-502-9553, or you can send us an email at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Thanks again for joining us. So, are you ready to be enlightened? I know I am. So, let our services begin.
Our Father,
who art
in heaven,
hallowed be thy name,
thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
and on earth
as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread,
and
forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. In God's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I will be reading Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 108, verses 22 through 26. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you guys for joining us on another blessed Sunday. Can't wait to see what God has in store for us. But before we get started, I want to say a prayer. But I want y'all to head to 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 through 14. And I hope y'all got a pen and pencil out because we're going to have some other scriptures to go along with that that you can read over later. Or you can read along with it if you like. But I want y'all to bow your heads, stand, sit, lay. However, Spirit moves you. Ladies, please cover your head. Men, please uncover your head. Father God, we want to thank you for this opportunity to serve you. We want to thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning because it was promised to no one. We want to thank you for allowing our listeners to join in today, whether it's by phone, here in person, or by computer. Father God, I pray you circumcise their ears and hearts so the message that you administer, the medication that you minister to their whole, their soul, their spirits, their minds, their bodies, their strength, they can be administered properly. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen. Chapter 5 of 1 John, verses 3 through 14. And when you get there, say amen. So y'all can wait there. I'll put a marker right there. That's going to be where we stop at. But I'm going to read a couple of those quick verses. Hope you got a pen and paper or a good memory. Galatians 1, verse 8 through 16. But thou, we, are an angel from heaven, preaching the other gospel unto you than that we have preached unto you. Let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Do for I now persuade you, men of God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. For I neither receive it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in the time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond the measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Read that again for you. For those confused about Jews, which side they're on. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. One more time. For ye have heard of many conversations in time past in Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son to me, that might preach him among the heathens, immediately I concurred, not with flesh and blood. Sounds like he concurred with spirit, right? Now we're going to skip ahead a little further. That is a mighty message for us today. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm going to go a little further. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power over death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now we're going to head to John, chapter 5, verse 3 through 14. For this is the love of God, that we keep in his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? This is he that come by the water and blood, even Christ Jesus. Not by the water only, but by the water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness because of the Spirit of truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And as we learned before, the Father, God, the Word is Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And we receive witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. He that believeth on God, the Son of God, has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God had made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son of God had not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know and ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this in confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And the problem with this world today, you see it all around you, we have too many people following false prophets, following false doctrines. Before I jump fully into the service today, let me read you one more passage. It's on Revelation chapter 22, verse 16 through 21. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto this words, God shall add unto him the plague that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city. And from the things which are written in this book, he which testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And over the years, the Bibles have been watered down, and the people that have watered them down will be accursed, and they will suffer for it. Not to mention all this mysterious, confusing, and twisted doctrines that derive from the Bible that man, false prophets, who portray the role of children of God, ministers in Christ, have done. And of course, whether the Bible is in Hebrew, Latin, German, or English, we would understand it. Why? Because out of faith, when you walk by faith, if you have a Hebrew Bible and you're walking by faith, God will send the Comforter to help you understand it. You get what I'm saying? God will never leave you. Remember what Jesus said? I will never leave you. Which means if he dropped you in a place where you don't speak that language at all, he will take care of you. He will become your translator, or he will send you a translator. So man, thinking he's smarter than God and watering down the Holy Bible, done nothing except a curse to himself. I ran into some guys the other day. I hope they get a chance to listen to our ministry, because there are so many false prophets. So if you're a false prophet, the religion that you are speaking of is a false ministry. Am I correct? If you buy knockoff cologne, it's supposed to be Gucci, and it says Gucci or Chugi, but it smells like the Gucci fragrance. It's knockoff. It's a false fragrance. And if you think Gucci is happy about somebody knocking off their fragrance and making money off it, how do you think God feels about somebody knocking off his doctrine and trying to make money off it, and also leading his sheep astray? I hate to see that individual in the last days. I hate to see him in the life that he lives if he makes it to his old age, or her. A lot of female ministers, again, female ministers, also false prophets. A woman is not supposed to lead a church unless it's the church. And we're going to clarify a lot of things today, but we're going to turn it over right now to this guy called Prophet Joseph Smith. If you're not aware who Prophet Joseph Smith is, he started the Mormon Church. And after he had enough members, they couldn't find any more lies and excuses, so they switched it over to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Okay? And this church is supposed to be of God. We all know God is of love, right? So with any religion or anyone that speaks or says they are of Christ, you check their spirit. With this religion, this false prophet spoke about was that the dark-skinned people were punished by God. That's how you can tell the difference. God punished them. It's easier for us to tell the difference because they were punished by, and just listening to it, just a small part I read, is just ignorance. And you wonder how an ignorant man can go that far. And today he still has followers because the devil is busy. The Bible tells us about antichrists and false prophets. Now I'm going to read you something real quick. Okay, on September 21st, 1823, the same Moroni and the glorified, resurrected being appeared to the prophet Joseph Smith and instructed him relative to the ancient record and its destined translation into the English language. Okay, Moroni was supposed to be an angel who came to the Nephi long time ago in like the 1600s, okay? And the guy, Joseph Smith, the prophet, Joseph Smith, leading God's sheep astray, this guy, he supposedly found some gold tablet that the angel Moroni showed him where they were. And he also showed him how to translate them with some seeing stone. Now, we've all seen fairy tales and cartoons, right? But this is a fairy tale and cartoon in book form. And I'm not trying to cross anything out of or put down somebody's religion if it's of God. But if it's not of Christ, I don't want no part of it. And I hope the children of God feel the same way. But let me continue on with this ignorance. For those who gain the divine witness with the Holy Spirit will also come to know by the same power Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, that Joseph Smith is his revelator and the prophet in the last days, and that the Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints is the Lord's kingdom once again established on earth. Now, there was Mormons at first, the Mormons religion, and they still sell and give away the Mormons book, but how come they switched over to Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints? You got to check that spirit. Why? Because a lie always changes, and the truth remains the same. So many years and ages, Christ, God, has been talking to us, even the angels of God, consistently with the same thing, the same principle. And even Christ came and showed us the same thing, because we are too blind to see it through the other prophets. And still, a lot of us still don't see it today. We're too busy chasing a pipe dream or a Mormon book. Muslims also have a book. The guy that wrote the Muslim book, because that's all he is a guy, another false prophet. His favorite wife was a six-year-old. And when I speak of God, I speak of and out of love. A man should not be in love with a child unless that's his kid or a kid. And when I'm talking about in love, in lust, you know, and that off top you see is a demonic presence. When people say they're confused and they're leading you astray from the doctrine of Christ, what I say, like all the other prophets, all the other men of God, I curse them. I bond them in earth and in heaven, henceforth, now, forevermore, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, in the name of his Father God, in the name of the elected angels, and elect all the saints that shed blood through God's righteousness, through God's love, through God's grace. And let me go on. Help you check this spirit a little more. And if you need to check spirits of different religions, please give us a call. An angel. Definition of an angel is a being, spiritual being believed to act as an attendant and a messenger of God. So this Moroni character was an angel or a messenger of God. He has a part in the book, this book right here. And after today, I'm going to throw it in the trash where it belongs. But God told me to keep it, administer his word, and help others see these false prophets. Now, we're going to read chapter 1 of Moroni. Now, I, Moroni, after having made an end of abridging the account of the people of Jared, I have supposed not to have written more, but I have not as yet perished, and I make not myself known to the Lamanites, lest they should destroy me. Now I'm done with that garbage. Now, an angel of God created us with a spirit. Spirit is a power of self-control and of love. God said, if you fear anything, you're not of God. And if he's scared of man, how is he an angel? And if you completely read that debauchery, if you completely read that abomination, then you accurse yourself. And I pray that everyone that rides that monkey's bandwagon are accursed, suffer the same thing that David Smith suffers. Now, we're done with that. We were speaking about God and the list. He went for us. Not because we first loved him, but because he first loved us. And I constantly see God's love on a daily basis, even though a lot of us don't even pay attention. A lot of us don't pay attention. And God reaches out through his tools sometimes just to share his love and his light on certain situations. And the young guy that presented me, the other guy, he didn't want to talk to me because I'm cursed, because I'm of a darker skin tone. And the other guy, he was a little newer, and I can tell because I deal with a lot of people. and I know a lot about people. Over years of doing sales, I understand body language. So he didn't really want to get close or talk to me. But the other guy, he's new, so he handed me the Bible. So I asked him about their age and everything, because I knew they were pretty young. And from the Bible tells us an elder of the church is an older person. So how can an elder be under 20? What am I going to learn from a child except how to make better mistakes? You know, even some old people still making mistakes, but they can tell you from their mistakes. You know, son, a daughter, nephew, niece. When I was younger, you know, they'll start like that. When I was, what's a young child going to tell me? Especially about God, when I get older, I'm going to be on fire for whatever this Joseph Smith guy told me to be on fire for. I think God sent Jesus, and Jesus was a perfect reflection of his word. The word was so perfected that it came to life. It's just like every word that God speaks is a perfection. And it's so perfect that it comes to life. So God's word was not good enough for some people. So they decided to make it better, to make their own interpretation of the things that Satan have taught them. And this is not the end of all these different religions. And they're going to continue on with new religions each and every day. And if you look them up, you'll see some real funny ones. You know, you got the cowboy religion. You got gangster religion. You got strippers religion. You got homosexual religion. And they all swear that they know Jesus. They swear. But we're not supposed to swear. But that's another way I tell that they're not of God. God says homosexuality is an abomination. But this world says, let them get married. God says a man and his wife, sanctity is blessed by God. The world says, away with marriage, you know, unless you're homosexual. A straight person, you need to have 2, 3, 4 girlfriends. Your kids need to grow up in a broken home so they can be away from Christ. And that's the reason why these things go on. And if you're ignorant, you need to pray to lose or escape this ignorance and find Christ. And all the wickedness is about to be removed today for each listener. And if you're not in Christ, you will be removed today. Bow your head. Father God, I want to thank you for this awesome message. I want to thank you for the opportunity you've allowed me to serve you once again. And I pray that your hand becomes heavier and heavier, Father God, to increase my spirit, increase my family spirit, and increase my foundation in heaven, Father God. Use me for the tool that you created me to be, to capture and bring back your children, Father God. And anything that is not of you, allow me to destroy them, remove them, crush them, and plant them exactly under your son's feet and your feet where they belong, Father God. Father God, I also want to remove any curses, hexes, vexes, any ill will, contracts of any of our listeners today. They're going through some things, Father God, and today you and only you can remove them. And I ask for your favor and your grace to be placed upon our listeners today, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.